military suicides continue to climb. It's a deadly trend that Pentagon officials say is frustrating, and they're struggling to counter. In this encore edition of Veterans Voices, Margie Fritz of Columbus, the mother of two Army veterans, talks to her friend Claire Roderick about military suicide awareness.
I got married at 21. I'm sorry. My ex-husband was in the military at the time. When I found out that I was pregnant, I was just happy. I always wanted kids. I have a big family, and so I was excited. I was happy. Levi was he wanted to join the Army when he was 8. He wanted to be an Army man. And then my middle kid, Caleb, they ended up joining the Army together. And it was not something that I wanted for my children. This was in 2012, in light of the fact that we were in the middle of a very, very long war. I didn't want my kids to do that. So I had 2 kids off, and my marriage fell apart. So that ended a 25-year marriage. Mm-hmm. So it was very difficult. We didn't tell the kids until they came home at Christmas time. And then I don't know if you have a question or if you want me to elaborate on what's going on with my
currently
Army
the update,
children.
Yeah.
So this will be the hard part.
And we don't have to if you don't.
No, that's fine. So as you are aware, 22 veterans commit suicide every day on average. And it's a tragedy. And unfortunately, my oldest son got out of the Army August of 2018. And he killed himself November 1st of 2018. It was a very hard thing. And I found him. And it was, we still struggle. But there's a but. There's always a but. My son was a light in this world of darkness. And he made friends everywhere he went. It's a hard pill to swallow, but as a lesson, you can take that light, you can take that memory of Levi, and then you can be better for people.
Well, I think we were all just heartbroken.
Yeah.
And in awe of your ability to get up and articulate. Even like I have never been to a service where people spoke so openly about the circumstances.
One of the things that I said from the very beginning was I would not allow somebody to hush it or shame it, because if 22 people died of anything a day, something would get done. Mm-hmm. And out of all of the suicides in the United States, the military make up 20% of them. And so when people are like, oh, he passed or I make sure that I say, no, he committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And it is an epidemic in our country.
We are in awe of your strength and courage. And you are becoming a light for others who need strength and help during this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Margie Fritz and Claire Roderick. Their conversation took place at WYSO as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which visited the Miami Valley last summer. Veterans Voices on WYSO is presented by WritePat Credit Union with additional support from CareSource. This story was edited by Will Davis and created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.